Good morning, good morning, good morning. How's everybody doing today? We needed you at 9 o'clock this morning, I'm telling you right now. Thank you so much for being here, and it's so important. Let's thank our worship team. They did such a great job today. I was thinking today, this week, you know, how many of you really, honestly, you're just glad to be alive? You're just glad to be alive. You know, it's so important as we go forward to 2022 that we take just a moment and look back. How much time have we spent worrying? How much energy have we wasted worrying? 2020, we're still here. 2021, we're still here. 2022, you're still here. Amen. It's not because you outsmarted something. It's all because of the goodness of God. And I really, truly believe we need to thank God for another year of life, another year of provision, another year of comfort, another year of grace, another year of His blessing, another year of His salvation. Let's thank the Lord for His goodness. We have a lot of new people in our church, and it's kind of a strange thing how that's happened the last couple of years. We almost have more new people than we had old people, and it seemed like all the old people left, all the new people came. And it's not entirely true, but we have a lot of new people, and many of you don't know that every summer I take a couple of weeks and unplug. It's called a vacation, where I truly try not to. I try to unplug. But then I take a couple of weeks and I work on next year's theme, calendar, sermon schedule. And it usually starts, I want to show you how it starts. I start off with this piece of paper right here. And it's got 52 blanks. And each of those blanks stand for one of the 52 weeks. And what happens is I sit down, I have my Bible. I have a pen, I have this blank sheet of paper, and I pray. And then I start thinking about you. Yes, you. I'm not here, but I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about where we live, where we've been, what we've been through. I start thinking about our culture, the spiritual climate of our nation. There's a lot that goes into this process, trying to think how this thing should be filled out. And all of a sudden, I start to get a little sense of direction. It's called what I call chicken scratch. And then it starts to take shape, rough draft number two. And then it eventually gets all filled out after a couple of weeks, really a couple of months, I work on that. And then finally it's all printed. And we give it to the staff. And I'm going to share this with you today. But I want to go back to that blank sheet of paper. Because more than any other year that I have been filling this thing out, our theme and everything for this year, you're not really going to understand it unless I take a few moments and explain to you what was going through my mind before I ever wrote one thing down. The last 2 years of my life, I don't know about your life, but this is my life, and I hate taking time talking about my life in a sermon, but it's important today. The last 2 years of my life, I've kind of been in a funk, personally. I've not been my normal self. I'm sure many of you have experienced this to some degree. To be fair, before COVID ever hit, I was already kind of like at a burnout stage, which I've been before. It's a very dangerous place to be. And it was because we moved into this building. I know that's going to sound strange to a lot of you. Because most of you just walk in and out and you don't think much about it. But this building and this facility, it was a 30-year journey for me personally. And by the time we moved in, it was just like, yeah, I was pretty much burned out, just so you know. Then the pandemic hits, 2020. And I've not shared with you as a church, I've not on Facebook, not on Instagram, I have not shared with you my personal feelings of the vaccines, of the mandates. I have some very specific convictions about it. I just have not shared it with you. And the reason is because that's not my job. My job is to preach the Word of God. That's my job, all right? Your health issues, you need to talk over with your doctor and with your families, all right? But I will say this, and some things have not changed in the last 2 years, from the very beginning of the pandemic till even today, I believe that we are living in a state of confusion, where it's hard to decide between truth and fiction. You hear so many views and so many opinions, and so much of it is one-sided that you can't really get a true, legit feeling. I just believe this personally that we are living in a state of, and we're just as confused today as we were 2 years ago, in my opinion. And then we had this thing called the election. And the media fueled the divisions in this country and put fear into people's lives. And I will tell you, I'm just shocked. I can't believe how many people still today that I meet who are literally just living their life in fear, when as Christians we've been called to live by faith. And then we had these racial tensions in our country. And I don't want to get into all that except to say, and again, this is before I ever filled anything out on this piece of paper. This is all going through my mind. That for 35 years, I've been at this church intentionally trying to build a racially diverse church. It's not something that happened by accident. It was intentional that we've done so many things to try to bring people together. And I believe that we've been successful at that. But during the racial tension of the last couple of years, I have been overwhelmed by the number of people who have criticized because, and people of all color have written letters and made comments about, you should have said this, or you should have done this, or you didn't do enough of this, you should have done more of this, you did too much of that. And these are people that I've worked with for 35 years trying to bring people together. Some of my dearest friends were writing these letters. And honestly, and I'm just telling you, revealing my heart to you before I ever filled anything on that piece of paper, was there were many times in the last couple of years where I truly felt like just quitting. That was what was on my heart. Dudley, you're done. You've worked for 35 years. It hadn't done any good. People are just as divided. They're not listening. They're not walking together. They don't see each other truly as brothers and sisters in Christ. They're letting the color of their skin divide them. You can preach until you're dead. They're never going to come together. You might as well walk away because you're wasting your time. That's how I felt. I know that's a little dramatic, but that's how I felt. And then, on top of that, the church. And this is not going to mean much to some of you, because some of you just come in and go out. You're here, but the church is not really that big a deal to you. The church is the only thing I've ever known. It's my life. I've told you this. I was born on a Saturday night. My mama had me in church on Sunday morning. It's all I've ever known. And then the governor decides that the church says it. The church is non-essential. Liquor stores, essential. Casinos, governor said this, the casinos are essential. The abortion clinics are essential. But the church must shut down. It's non-essential. So for a couple of months, I was here, not a single car in the parking lot, not one car. I look across the street, Starbucks is jam-packed. People coming in and out of there. Grocery store, jam-packed. Store, the whole parking lot across the street, couldn't find a parking spot. I even went over there to Nordstrom's Rack. I couldn't get, church was empty, go by Nordstrom, because it's non-essential, go by Nordstrom's Rack. It was packed. People walking in and out, they're buying all that junk. We finally reopened, and for a year, 30% of the people were here. 70% of the church is just gone. After 2 years of being open, we're at about 50% right now. It's okay. It's okay. Until I turn on the television and I watch the Los Angeles Rams and there's 80,000 people and they're packed in there like sardines, no mask, cheering one another over a football. Because that's important to people. Church is not important. On top of that, are you with me? In the middle of all that, you can tell I'm kind of a mess. I'm trying to decide what to put on this piece of paper. My dad dies. And he was my hero. And you don't know, it's okay. But I've always said if my dad ever died, I'm done preaching. It is like he was the wind beneath my wings. So he dies. Honestly, as I look back, last year, 2021, was really a year of survival. 2020 was the year of shock. 2021 was the year of survival. It's the reason why our theme was abundant joy in Christ, a message of hope. Last year's theme, abundant joy in Christ, was a message that in the midst of all the bad news, that there's some good news still out there, and the good news is found in Jesus Christ. Joy is based not on the physical things of this life, but joy is based on eternal things. And so I'm thankful that last year we got to preach through Psalm chapter 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I'm thankful that we got to preach through the Beatitudes, Jesus' words on the Mount, on the Sermon on the Mount. And then we had the series One Thing, the series of what's most important in this life. And then we just wrapped up that series called The Joy of Christmas. It was three of the best weeks ever of the whole year. And so it's finally time for me to start writing. But there were a couple of other things. Feel like we're just kind of starting over. We're finally getting our legs underneath us. You know what I'm saying? But it dawned on me that things aren't going to be getting any better. We've got midterm elections this year. Oh, whoopee. And then we're just 2 years away from another presidential election. Oh, that's going to be fun. And the crime rates continue to go high in almost every major city in this country. Inflation fears are real. We're still aborting about 1 million children a year in this country. Homelessness in this country is not getting better, it's getting worse, especially in this state. We've got a crisis down here at our border, and no one seems to care about that. And so in many ways, the turmoil of our nation, it continues to swirl downward. And at the same time, something far more dangerous is occurring in our land. Something that is far more dangerous than the pandemic. Something that's far more dangerous than the mandates, the virus. You say, what is that? It's a thing called progressive Christianity or liberal theology in most of our churches in the United States of America. It's where there's this underlying current in our churches. It's there, you can't see it, but it's there. Where people no longer believe that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. And our churches are filled with people that no longer see the Bible as authoritative or as inspired. And there are Christian people who are living their lives and Anytime they think something or feel something or prefer something, they twist the Bible to go along with what they believe personally, instead of conforming their life to the truth that's found in the Word of God. There are churches and ministers today preaching that hell is not really an actual place, that Jesus isn't the only way to get to heaven, that showing compassion, and we all ought to be showing compassion, but there's a wave in this country that says showing compassion is the entire sum of the gospel. Showing compassion is not the entire sum of the gospel, which we'll get into. The church is non-essential. That gender is whatever you want it to be. That marriage is no longer a union between a man and a woman. In fact, marriage doesn't even matter anymore. And the list goes on and on. And most of all, that stems from lack of Bible teaching in the pulpits in the United States of America in the churches. So when I think of where we are today, living in a godless culture and seeing the church waver in its purpose and its calling and its effectiveness, our theme for 2022 is to reestablish our ordained purpose, to reestablish our unique calling, our undeniable importance in our culture. And so our theme this year, as the cover of your bulletin says, is to be Christ's ambassadors. And I want you to take your Bibles and turn to 2 Corinthians 5 if you can. 2 Corinthians 5, and I'm going to read that in a few moments. I don't even know how much of this I'll get through today. But I want you to begin by writing this down. The definition of being an ambassador is someone who represents his home country while in a foreign land. Write that down. An ambassador is someone who represents his home country while in a foreign land. And here's a simple but important truth. For every true believer that's here, this one truth changes everything in your life in this life. And that one truth is that our citizenship is in heaven. As a Christian, if you're here today and you say that you belong to God, that you belong to Jesus Christ, therefore you are a part of God's family, the family of God, this world, the world in which we live, and it's not all bad. There's a lot of good in this world. I want to say that again. There's a lot of good in this world. But all of the good and all of the bad in this world, you still need to remember that this world is not your home. The Bible says in Philippians 3, our citizenship is in heaven. And what are we doing here? We're eagerly awaiting a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. One day, the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back. Verse 21 ought to be one of your happiest, most favorite verses in the whole Bible. Because verse 21 says, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will one day transform our lowly bodies so that they will be just like his glorious body. Oh, yeah. Well, there's a year's worth of sermon in those two verses. But our starting point here at the start of beginning of 2022 is the thought that our citizenship, even though we currently live on this planet Earth with our crowded freeways and our beautiful beaches and our fancy coffees and our electric cars and our bankrupt government and our COVID-stricken people, even though we live on this planet, our citizenship is in heaven. In Christ, as a Christian, heaven is our home. We're literally just passing through this thing called the San Fernando Valley. You've only got a few years left to live here on this planet. And like that,
You're going to be in the next life, and you're going to be living in heaven, not for a few years, but for all of eternity. Most of us, and I'm at the top of the list, are guilty of living for today and living for the things of this earth and living for the world and its pleasures, living for the temporary, living for the flesh that has about a 75-year lifespan, as opposed to living every day of your life here on this earth As a citizen of heaven, knowing, believing, understanding that this life, we're just passing through, that my life, my reward, my home is actually in heaven. My citizenship is in heaven. But in the meantime, everybody say in the meantime. If my citizenship is there, what am I doing here on this earth? What's my purpose? Why am I here? Well, that's point number two. Write this down. The answer, God's called you to be an ambassador for Jesus Christ on this planet. Just as God sent his son into this world for a purpose, God has you in this world for a purpose. Yeah, I'm walking around here in Porter Ranch, and I'm driving down the 118 freeway, and I live here, and I'm hanging out with my friends, but what am I supposed to be doing here? You are an ambassador for Jesus Christ. I am not here for me. You are not here for you. You are here for him. And that one thought will change everything in your life. To be an ambassador, it has a twofold purpose. Number one, write this down, is to deliver the king's letter. That's what your job is as a Christian, is to deliver the king's letter. My wife and I watched a show. We just came across it. We kind of enjoyed it. It was a show, I think it was called, something like this, Deliver a Letter to the King. It was about this kid. And somehow someone gave him a letter and said, kid, you got to get this to the king. It was a fun movie to watch. That's not what an ambassador is, where we're trying to get a letter to the king. An ambassador is just the opposite. Ambassador is the king gives you a letter. And your job is to deliver the letter on behalf of the king. Secondly, write this down. Your job, your goal as an ambassador is to represent Christ by reflecting Christ. You're like a mini-me Christ. So if you're here today and you're a young person, you go to junior high, or you go to high school, or you go to college, your job when you walk into that school is to see yourself as an ambassador that God placed you in that school so that you can deliver the king's letter to the rest of those students. And then your job is to reflect Christ as you live that day in that school. If you're on the basketball team, you're on the cheerleading squad, the volleyball team, if you're in the football team, your job is when you walk into practice and you look at all the other athletes or the other cheerleaders, you walk into that group, your job is to deliver the king's letter and to reflect Christ on that team. If you work down at the garment district in downtown LA, or you work at the jewelry district down in Los Angeles, your job when you walk down there is to deliver the king's letter and to reflect Jesus Christ. Are you a salesman? Yes. Are you a government employee? Are you a social influencer? Your job is to deliver the king's letter and to reflect Jesus Christ. Two things, write this down quickly, to declare and to demonstrate. I want you to get that phrase, to declare and to demonstrate. You got to do both. Declare, what's that? That's where you actually declare something, you state something, but then you have to demonstrate it. I want you to write this down, to declare means that you share the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's your job as an ambassador. I will show that to you in just a minute in those scriptures. To declare means that you share the gospel. That's what the letter is. The letter is the gospel. And then you demonstrate that, which means you live it out. Now, some people love to declare. Oh, they love to preach. But they preach, but they don't live out what they're declaring. Now, some people like to just demonstrate. They just like to live their life, and they live a pretty good life, but they never ever declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. And to be ambassador means that you need to do both. Let's look and see what the scriptures say. Pay careful attention. 2 Corinthians 5. This is our theme verse text for the entire year, this coming year. Verse 17, therefore, everybody say therefore. If anyone is in Christ, how many of you would say, I'm a Christian? Raise your hand. I am a Christian. Oh, good. Okay. The Bible says that you are a new creation. That old person is gone. Now it's the new you. Now watch this, verse 18. All of this is not from you, it's from God. God was the one who reconciled us to himself through Christ. In other words, our sin is what separates us from God. And we all freely chose to sin. No one made us sin. We chose to sin. But when we sin, that breaks that relationship with God. And God wants to reconcile the relationship. God wants to have a relationship with every one of you. So how's God reconcile us? Well, he does that through Jesus Christ. He sent Jesus into this world. That was his mission, to go on a cross. He dies on a cross. And therefore, anyone who puts your faith and trust in Jesus, that relationship with God, you have now been reconciled with God because of the work of Jesus Christ. Not something you did, it's something God did. Are you with me? Look at verse 18 again. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ. And then he gave us, once you're saved, he gave us the ministry of reconciliation. You say, I thought that was God's job. Well, it is. But after you're saved, God gives you a ministry. Your ministry is now to be a part of the reconciliation process that God, verse 19, was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. Everybody say hallelujah. Then he has committed to us, placed in your hands, the message of reconciliation. We, verse 20, here it is, are therefore Christ, what's the word? Ambassadors. As though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf. If you're not yet reconciled to God through Jesus Christ, you need to be reconciled today through Jesus Christ. Verse 21, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Can someone say amen? So our theme this year as a church is to be an ambassador for Christ. We're going to be delivering the King's letter to as many people we can deliver it to. We're going to reflect Christ and his kingdom to this lost and dying world. We want to both declare our faith in Jesus Christ, and then we want to demonstrate our faith in Jesus Christ. And if you can get those two things down, I'm telling you, this might be the most fulfilling year of your life here on this planet. Now, I want to show you what I wrote down on this piece of paper. Having said all of that, how many of you are still with me? Now, don't write this down. Don't write this down because you won't have time. I'm going to go through it too quickly. But it's already on the church website. So you can go there and then you can write it down off the church. Does everybody understand that? So here's the first series of the year, a series we're starting today called Ambassador for Christ. Next weekend, everybody say next weekend. I'm going to do a sermon called Why Truth Matters. It might be the most important sermon of the entire year. Because right now, nobody knows what truth is. I'm sick of hearing this. Oh, you live, you do your truth. You live your truth. And you live your truth and you live your truth and I'll live my truth. In other words, do whatever you want, just don't bother me. Yeah. We do not even know what truth is in this country anymore. And I will tell you, don't be offended by this, your opinion doesn't really even matter. There's only one opinion that matters on this whole planet, and that's God's opinion. What does God think? I don't want to offend you, but we're going to be talking about what is truth and why does truth matter next weekend. And then a sermon called The Remnant, which has been just on my heart for a long, long time, that no matter how bad things get, God always has a remnant. And you are the remnant in these times that we're living in here today. A couple of other sermons. This is free of charge on Valentine's Day weekend. They've moved the Super Bowl to Valentine's Day weekend. I don't know why they did that, but I'm just giving you a heads up. In case you got plans, it's the Super Bowl. Just the Raiders will not be in the Super Bowl, so that's fine. But let's go to the next slide. Then we're going to do a 5-week series on the subject of baptism. And what I've been working on, and I'm not finished with it yet, I hope to finish it this week, is a 30-page book. When you come to church on February 19th and 20th, I'm going to give every person a 30-page book. You know, when you come here today, you get a 1-page outline. This is going to be a 30-page outline. And the first 4 weeks, we're going to go through 4 chapters of this book that I'm writing. And it's sermon outlines. And it's everything the Bible says about being baptized. And after that 4th week, we're going to put some swimming pools, outdoor swimming pools out here in the courtyard. And anybody who has not been baptized and needs to be baptized, after listening for 4 weeks on what baptism is and what it means and why do we do it, we're going to take you out. We're going to baptize you that Sunday. Amen? And then the 5th week, we're gonna have a week where I teach you how to share the gospel. I'm gonna teach you how to share your faith. And now that you're baptized, you need to know how to truly declare so that you can get about the business of demonstrating. Amen? The next slide, if we can, we're gonna do, Jeff Walling has been telling me he's got a 2-week series where he can teach the whole Bible in 2 weeks. And I've said no to him, but I said, Jeff, this is the year. It's time for you to take 2 weeks, and he's going to teach you the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation in 2 weeks. So I hope you're here for that. Next slide. Then we're going to do a series called The Kingdom of God. And if you look carefully on this slide, you'll see in the far right, we're going to preach through 1 and 2 Thessalonians chapter by chapter. We're going to do a chapter every week. We're going to go all the way through 1 in 2 Thessalonians, because it talks about what the kingdom of God should look like here on this earth while we're waiting for Jesus Christ to return. Next slide. Then we're going to do a 2-week series on the prodigal son. It's going to take 2 weeks to go through and tell that story. The next slide, we're going to do the At the Movie series. And again, we've done this a couple of years ago. It's where you come. We're going to give you a bunch of popcorn, keep you awake. But we'll preach and we show movie clips as the illustrations of the points that we're making. And that will not be online, so all you people online are going to have to come to church that month. Okay, next slide. Then we're going to do a series called 30 Minutes with Jesus. And we're going to look at 5 different people that had an encounter with Jesus and their lives were forever changed. I want to make this very clear. There are many people who believe that the gospel is showing compassion. And our church every year shows compassion in many different ways to this community. Yes. We are going to continue to do that. In fact, we're going to ramp it up to a level that this church has never seen as far as us serving our community. And I don't want to tell you all that we're doing, but it's we've got some major stuff planned. And so we are going to show compassion, but what you have to understand is that showing compassion is not the gospel. The gospel is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. and the work that he did on the cross. That's the gospel. The reason we show compassion is to build a bridge to those who are hurting so that we might present the gospel to them. Showing compassion to those who are hurting makes a difference in that person's life here on this planet. Sharing the gospel makes a difference in that person's life here on this planet, but in the life to come. Now, we want to do both. And so what we're going to see is that if we can introduce someone to Jesus Christ can change that person's life. So we're going to look at five different stories in the Bible of people that just met Jesus and their life was never the same. And so remember that we'll be showing and doing acts of compassion. We're not going to stop that. Don't think that for a second. We're called to do that. But we also want to present the gospel so that these folks might have eternity and salvation forever. Amen. Now, the next one, we're going to go through 2 Timothy, which is a book in the Bible that has a lot to do with just the Word of God and the importance of the Word of God. And then the last series that we'll do, the next slide, we're going to do a series called Stand Up. The Bible talks about standing up in many different ways. Standing in reverence, which is holiness. Standing firm, which has to do with being faithful. Standing together, the Bible talks about that. That's called unity. Standing at the crossroads. Every day you wake up, you're at a crossroads. It's a day of opportunity. Standing for the least of these, November 19th and 20th. Standing on the heights, being fearless for God. And then standing on the promises of God, which is obedience. And all God's people said. Amen. Now, as we close, because I got to wrap this up, but I got a few more things to say, so stay with me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want you to write this down or look at this. Here's Webster's definition of an ambassador. It's an accredited diplomat that is sent. Everybody say sent. Sent. Sent by a country as its official representative to a foreign country. I want you to write this down. This year, 2022, I want you to see yourself as being sent by God. I want you to see yourself as being sent by God. Now, this logo, most of you don't understand this, but back in the day, they would take and write a letter, roll it up, and they would put wax right there, and the king would take his ring, and he would push it on that wax. So that when the carrier showed up with the letter, he'd say, hey, I got a letter from the king. Oh, yeah, right. No, it's really from the king. Right. No, it's from the king. How do I know? Well, his ring is the signet. It's right there. The letter's not been opened. It's for you. And that signet ring is what validated the letter. It's what made it official. It's what made this serious, because it's from the king. I want you to see yourself as an ambassador delivering the king's letter. You say, but I don't have a ring. We don't have a ring. Where's my thing? Where's the wax? Where's I don't have any of that. Well, you do have that in two ways. Number one, write this down, the word of God that's in your heart. That word that is in your heart is your authority. John chapter 1, you should know this. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. Jesus Christ is, if you're saved, Jesus Christ is in you, the Word is in you. Secondly, when you got saved, God put the Holy Spirit of God within you. The Bible actually says these words, that the Holy Spirit seals you. So that when you're in this world, this earth, doing your thing, wherever you go, you got God's word in you, you have Jesus in you, and you got the Holy Spirit in you. And there's three elements. Write this down quickly. You write them down as quickly as I can say them. First of all, you have to have the right, an ambassador has to have the right message. And the message is that Jesus saves. He died on that cross when we were undeserving. It's called grace. That's the message. Our goal, write this down, our goal is to lead everyone to be reconciled to God. We point, we deliver that message that Jesus saves, and we point people to Jesus Christ, and therefore other people can be reconciled to God. And we do this, write this down, under the authority of Jesus Christ, because he's the one that's sending us. He reconciled us to God, and then he gave us the ministry of reconciliation. And all God's people said, amen. I want you to stand if you can. I got to tell you two quick things. Oh, stay with me. Hold up your outline. You see those three little dots on there, the three punch holes? We do this every year. It takes a lot of work to do that. Punch those holes in there. We have one staff person. He punches three times every one. No, that's not true. But we do it every week when you come to church, and then they sell these books. They're 10 bucks, $10, where they put the logo on the front, and you can put all your sermon notes and collect them, and people do this year after year after year, but just in case you wanted to know. And those are available out in the coffee shop after church if you want to pick one up. But here's the last thing I want to share. When we were writing all this out, for a long time, it was ambassadors for Christ, plural. Ambassadors for Christ. And then something hit me that said, take that S off of there. Don't make it plural, make it singular. Call it ambassador for Christ. You say, why did you do that? Well, because I didn't want to come out here today and tell you all, this year, I want you all to be ambassadors for Christ. What I want you to do is to see yourself individually as an ambassador that has been sent from God to live where you live and to work where you work. Yes, we'll get you a t-shirt. And that t-shirt is not going to say, you're not going to run around that t-shirt saying, it reads ambassadors, plural, for Christ. No, I want your shirt to say ambassador for Jesus Christ. And we're going to put that logo right on your chest, a big old letter, JC. And anyone asks you about that shirt, you say, hey, I just need you to know I was sent here by God himself to talk to you and to deliver a letter from the King and to reflect his kingdom to you and what it should look like here on this planet Earth. Are you with me? Everybody I know, moving to Tennessee, moving to Idaho, moving to Texas, Colorado. Why? I gotta get out of here. Well, what if we all left? I mean, what if every one of us, be honest, raise your hand, you've thought about leaving. Raise your hand. Look, we've all thought about it. What if we all left? Goodbye. There wouldn't be a church here. Los Angeles would be worse off. This valley would be worse off. I want you to see yourself here in the midst of all this craziness, and we'll talk more about this in the remnant sermon, that God wants you here for this season, at this time, at this moment, to deliver God's word and to reflect Christ. Let's pray. God, thank you for today, and thank you for this kickoff for this next year. Thank you for my buddy, John, who preached for me last weekend. Pray your blessing on him and his church there in Hemet. But Lord, I truly want every person here to have what's called an individual stake and sense of responsibility, that each of us have been called of God and been given this ministry of reconciliation. As an ambassador, our home is in heaven. We're just here passing through, but as we're here for however much time God gives us, our job is to speak on behalf of the King, to live our life and reflect Christ on behalf of the King. That each of us inside, we have been sealed with the Word and with the Holy Spirit. Oh God, it's going to be a great year for those who embrace this, stick with us. We're going to roll up our sleeves and work and serve, build as many bridges as we can build and show as much compassion as we can possibly share. But our purpose is to deliver that King's letter, the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, may you bless every man, woman, boy, and girl who's here today and bring us back safely next week, we pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. If you have a decision, you can go through these doors. God bless you, and thank you for being here today.